We'd watched a rabbi. He said he had the rest of the story about Adam and Eve. We thought he would go into explanation of the Hebrew words and their meanings and the way it was worded, that it would show us things we might not see at first glance. But no, that is not the way he went. He said that they were two souls in heaven that God sent down with the intent for them to die, and no sin was involved. God told them not to eat of the tree because he wanted it to be them who made the choice. But he didn't really mean it. No, I guess God did that a lot in the Bible. I'm not sure. Well, what can we really know about Adam and Eve and the two trees? What was the consequence of eating of the wrong tree? Did it bring death to everything living when that was not the case before sin? Would they have continued in flesh and blood for the eternity as long as there was no sin? Would the animals have never died and the vegetation continued forever? Some think this is so. That absolutely nothing would have perished, and the countdown for the universe started the day they ate of the wrong tree. One group thinks only 144,000 will become spirit beings and everyone else will continue in the state of eternity as flesh and blood. In 1 Corinthians 15:50, it says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." It was never going to be that they would live eternally as mortal humans, because flesh and blood cannot inherit eternal life. Eternal life is a gift of God. Adam and Eve did not have eternal eternity inherent, and neither did all of the animals created at that time. If you go to Genesis 2, verse 8, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. Verse 9, "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant in the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And if you drop down to 15, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat it, you shall surely die." Notice the next verse, that Eve was created after Adam had been warned not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And notice that God told Adam that of that day he ate of the tree, he would surely die. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whenever Adam called them, each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. So God made sure Adam knew something was missing. There was not a living creature that was comparable to him, so that he would be very excited once Eve was created, and one comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of the ribs and closed up his flesh in its place. Then the rib was which the Lord God had taken from him, man, he made into a woman and brought it him to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and the wife, and they were not ashamed. At this point in their life, did they have any concept of what death meant? Did God explain to them that the death for eating their forbidden fruit was the second death? As a child, this can be confusing because Adam and Eve lived many, many years after they had ate of the fruit and did not die that same day. What they did incur on that day was the judgment of death before the righteous throne of God. From the day they ate of it, they were now under the penalty of the eternal punishment. The day they ate of it, or the eternal punishment of the second death, unless the promised Savior came to pay that debt for them. Adam and Eve understood the promise of a Savior to come and save them from the second death. In Genesis 3:15, the verse of the prophecy of one to come who would subdue the serpent, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. And Romans 5:12, therefore, just as though one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Of course, as a Jew, this rabbi discounts the New Testament, which clearly says sin was evolved in this disobedience. And if you go to Hebrews 11, verses 39 and 40. And all these things have obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Adam and Eve would not have been made perfect apart from any other faithful, because only Christ could be the first of the first fruits. And the rest of us will all be changed when Christ returns. Christ spoke of the first death as sleep. Matthew 9:24, he said, and to them give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. The word used here is apothenesco. It's Strong's G599. Another word used for death is found in Romans 5:12, which we just read. Wherefore, as one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, that all have sinned. The word used here for death is thanatos, Strong's G2288. Thanatos and apothenesco could be used interchangeably to mean death of the body. But thanatos carries with it an added meaning that also means a death of the holy, death of the body, as well as that brought to the sin of the death, that unrepented of sin leads to, which is the second death, eternal punishment death, a death from which there is never a return. This is how Strong's identifies thanatos. But they are speaking from the belief of the immortal soul, which we know it means eternal death. They say it means the death of the body, the separation, whether natural or violent, of the soul and the body by which the life on earth is ended, which the implied idea of future misery in hell. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the body, the soul and body in hell. The word here for hell is referring to the valley of Hinnom, where waste was burned up outside of Jerusalem. And then turn to Revelation 20, verse 6. It says, blessed and holy is that has part in the first resurrection, on such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. In mythology, there was a story about a sweet young girl named Pandora, whose curiosity got the best of her, and she unleashed evil on the world. Once Pandora's box was opened, it was impossible to return all that had escaped, but hope was still clinging inside. This almost seems like an analogy of Eve. God did not leave us without hope of redemption. The scriptures make it clear that Adam and Eve brought the death caused by sin into the world and allowed Satan to be an influence on all of their offspring down through time. It is only through the sacrifice of someone greater than all of humanity that the just penalty for sin can be removed and paid in our place, because all have sinned and come short.